This is James Zahn, senior editor of The Toy Book, bringing you The Toy Report.
And I just announced another 10% tariff on $300 billion worth of Chinese products that come into our country.
It appears that playtime is over, as is the tariff truce. A month after cooling off and restarting trade talks between the U.S. and China, President Donald J. Trump announced via Twitter that the long-threatened next round of tariffs will go into effect beginning September 1st. Of course, as we know, much can change in a month, so let's hope that's the case and that we see a reversal on this. According to the president, trade talks are continuing, and during the talks, the country will start on September 1st to put what the president refers to as a small additional tariff of 10% on the remaining $300 billion worth of goods and products that come from China into the U.S. This does not include the $250 billion worth that are already tariffed at 25%. The news was delivered amid a multi-tweet run in which he blamed the Chinese government for not following through on a promise to purchase additional U.S. agricultural products.
And until such time as there is a deal, we will be taxing the hell out of China.
If there's a bright side, it's that the additional tax, lest we forget tariffs are taxes, is 10% and not the previously threatened 25%, and that most holiday products have already been shipped, thus avoiding the higher tax rate. It is expected that the 10% rate will affect all finished toys and games that are imported from China. Last week, Hasbro notably spent a considerable amount of time discussing potential tariff impact and consequences during its quarterly earnings call. Hasbro Chairman and CEO Brian Goldner.
The U.S. team navigated a dynamic trade and inventory environment during the quarter. While no new material tariffs have been enacted on our products, we did incur incremental expenses to prepare for the potentiality of tariffs in the U.S. The team did an exhaustive amount of work and is extremely well prepared for what would be a very challenging and damaging impact if tariffs were implemented.
Hasbro Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer Deborah Thomas.
A tariff increases the price to bring our product into the country. This would be borne by the importer, which is primarily Hasbro. We would pass this increase on to the customer through higher prices on the tariffed items.
Just days later, those sentiments were echoed by Hasbro's West Coast competition, Mattel Chairman and CEO Ynon Kreiz.
There are several levers that we can pull to offset the potential impact, such as price increases, find different alternative suppliers, work with our product development and procurement teams to optimize our product mix and sourcing options, and transition to a different manufacturing structure that gives us the flexibility and mobility to leverage our resources.
While the overall impact and mitigation strategies will vary widely from company to company, almost everyone agrees that any new tariff will lead to increased cost for American consumers and potentially catastrophic losses for smaller companies. As always, information regarding tariffs on toys and games is very fluid, and the Toy Book will continue to monitor new developments with updates published at thetoybook.com. Additional resources can be found at don'ttaxtoys.com and tariffshurt.com. This is the Rockfather reminding you to dig deeper at toybook.com, your leading source for toy industry news, commentary, and more. We know play.